You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Romelu Lukaku to score in an Everton win is 2-1 on the enhanced odds. Dimitri Payet to score in a West Ham win is 10-1. We'll start with you, Derek, because we know how much you'd like to tip Everton here, but yeah, it's not going to be easy against this West Ham side, is it?
Well, I'm a bit worried about this game because I looked at the fixture and I thought, I'm having Everton all day long here, but 8-11 is sure. I thought the worst they'd be getting is evens, because West Ham are no mugs, are they? I'm going to argue that West Ham have got an FA Cup tie next week, but so have Everton. There's nothing much to be gleaned from that. Finished 1-1 earlier in the season at West Ham. Everton have won the last three at Goodison Park against the Hammers. Generally a good record against the Hammers here, but this is a different Hammers animal as we've seen all season long. They went away to some big teams earlier in the campaign and got victories. They haven't won so many away from home. But prices of 18-5, I think Everton are sensational, and I think that I still fancy them to finish in the top six. I expect them to go on a big run. But the odds compilers have caught up with them. 8-11, it doesn't appeal to me. You know what I'm going to do here? Even though I think Everton will probably win the game, I have to go for West Ham here at 18-5. This is nearly 4-1 about the side who are higher than Everton in the league. And they've, on the back of a great result, just beating the league title favourites. And they win away from home, as we've seen. The odds are wrong here.
David?
I just to elaborate on something Derek mentioned there about Everton's record against West Ham, it's pretty sensational, really. In the last 15 Premier League matches, they've won 10 and drawn 5 against West Ham. So West Ham don't have a good record against Everton. However, this is something we've referenced all season on this podcast. For a team of Everton's stature, their record at home has been very poor. They've won just 4 of their last 16 Premier League matches at Goodison Park. And the odds on here against a team that are 8 points ahead of them in the league and have gone to the Emirates and won, the Etihad and won, and Anfield and won in the league this season. Those wins did come earlier on in the season, and they've not been anywhere near as potent subsequently. I just get the feeling, Derek, this is a letdown spot for West Ham. They put so much energy into beating Spurs midweek. I'm not sure they'll be fully at it for this trip to Goodison. Slaven Bilic is the kind of character that won't allow them to rest on their laurels. Goals here. I fancy goals in this match. I don't see the way these two sides set up. I expect it to be fast, frenetic, furious from the first whistle. I like both teams to score an over 2.5 goals in the game, which is in the betting at 11-10. Do like that bet. And I'm going to put up a goal scorer shout here as well. Mark Noble is 8-1 to score for West Ham. He's got 3 goals in the league this season. He takes the penalties for West Ham as well. He's been playing superbly all year round. I think he's on the verge of getting a call up for the national side for England. I really do. I think he deserves one as well. Had a couple of long-range efforts against Spurs on Wednesday that were both on target. Does pop up with the odd goal. He's just riding the crest of a wave at the moment, Mark Noble. 8-1 is overpriced for him to get on the score sheet. So those two bets for me, both teams to score an over 2.5 goals at 11-10, and Mark Noble to score at 8-1.
I saw you tweet about that in midweek. You're all over the Noble bandwagon at the moment, aren't you?
I am. I think he's a good player, good player.
Is the most likely outcome here a draw then, if both teams have FA Cup things to worry about and they both probably settle for a point here, wouldn't they?
I think Everton, I agree with Derek, I think Everton are the most likely winners, but when I was formulating the prices in my mind, couldn't have Everton at 8-11 here, Derek, and that's key, no, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think Everton will win, but they shouldn't be odds on against West Ham. Where do you draw the line if you start accepting those kind of prices? I can't accept them.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.